It is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And a microphone.
We are where it's at.
Yes, we are.
Woo! Oh, another hot episode coming at you today with Kathleen Ferguson. What'd you think?
Sunny San Diego. She's awesome. Ooh. And what a concept business idea. You know,
very cool.
I'd say idea, but no longer an idea, an actual thing that she's working with. You know, it's just it's just really, really cool. Tell us about it.
Yeah. All right. So I got thrown at Kathleen, literally, like pushed in front of her, like, Christine, you know Kathleen? Here you go. Back at Idea in 2024 in Los Angeles. She knows our good friend Todd Durkin, and he said, you got to meet Kathleen, which she did not disappoint. Kathleen has been in the industry, fitness, wellness, for decades, and she's a mover and shaker. She knows people. She develops communities and is really kind of a trailblazer, an innovator. And she saw a need, and she stepped up and realized, hey, wow, there's something not happening here, and I think coaches need more information, and I think fitness – fitness professionals maybe need a place where, I don't know, we can help them be placed in gyms and places in their area and on and on and on. So guess what she did? Her and her partner, her business partner, Al Mendoza, through in like 6 months, created a brand new company, a platform, and she's here to tell you all about it today. And honestly, I can't wait to get on there and start. And start checking it out.
Yeah, so Coach 360 is where it's at. Coach 360 News is where you can find everything.
Coach360news.com.
Yeah, and look, it's a platform. It's a conduit. It helps the coaches. It helps people looking for coaches. It helps people who are looking to put programs together and find an audience for those programs. Newsletters, education coming soon, sounds like, and everything all and above. It's just a good hub of information, content, and resources for coaches at large. So
she knows the right people. That's the thing. This is like not like, oh, I'm just going to put this out here. No, she has a community. That's what we do first, right? We build the community, and then they will come. It's not like build the field and they will come. It's you create the community, then you do whatever you want. So take some notes, everybody.
Awesome, awesome. So let's get to it. We've got Kathleen Ferguson, Coach360News.com. Here we go.
Another awesome episode of the Two Fit Crazies in a Microphone podcast. Brian, how are you?
I'm feeling good. Christine, how are you?
Awesome. We are about to start fall pretty soon.
Don't even say it.
Woo!
Don't even say it. I'm not ready for pumpkin stuff or any of that.
As a retired teacher, this is now my favorite time of year.
You're retired now.
Because everyone, oh my gosh, and I'm like, we just keep on going. We just keep on flowing, there's no stop start. We are just in continual motion of amazing things happening. So that's all I have to say.
Health and wellness
that.
Never ends, right?
Nah.
It's a lifelong pursuit.
Yeah. So speaking of health and wellness and just everything amazing to get your body moving, to get your mind right, all the things, we have Kathleen Ferguson with us today. Who, Kathleen, I can't wait to kind of peel the onion of who you are and what you're doing out there in this world to share with our listeners. But how are you doing today?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Super fun. Where are you coming to us from today?
I'm in San Diego, California.
Oh boy, land of milk and honey.
And it does not feel like fall out here.
No, I was gonna say your fall happens like for 2 weeks somewhere around January, February, something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're not kidding. But I am still drinking the pumpkin spice, so there you go.
It's fine. So like I always say, no one just falls on our show. And I got to meet Kathleen. In the last couple months, I call it my high travel season. It's a couple times a year. So like from June to like 2 weeks ago, I was like on a plane every 5 seconds and all the things. And of course, our friend TD, right?
Oh, okay.
Christine, come over here. Christine, you gotta meet Kathleen. Have you met Kathleen? She must have said your name 1,000 times. Like, have you met Kathleen? Kathleen. So anyhow, I did get a chance to meet the Kathleen Ferguson, right? I think he first like threw us together at IDEA, right? In
yes,
LA.
At the party.
Yeah. Like, you guys meet and we're like, hi. And hey.
Back to middle school.
Right.
Like, my friend.
Yeah. Like, and so you are, you know, like, so do you like the color pink? Like, okay. So that's why I met Kathleen.
I think TD, like, matchmaker sounds like awesome. Like, we could probably make some money off of that one. Like, put it on, you know, maybe a reality show and be like, hey, what you got to do is you got to get your mind right. You got to get your mind right. And you got to get your minds right together.
And speed dating.
I love this idea. We need to move with this.
Speed dating. I think you have a platform. We could probably put some extra thing on the end of it, right? Like,
Happen to have one.
Oh my gosh! So let's go back. So, Kathleen, you have always been a mover and a shaker, and have done so much. I mean, we cater to people that are, you know, fitness professionals, fitness enthusiasts, people that just, I don't know, they want to be healthier or they just like listening to Brian and I because we're crazy, fit crazies. So take us to what are you up to right now? And then we'll go back. So big things, you got this whole 360 thing going on. What the heck is that?
Yeah. So let me tell you. So one day in New York City, I woke up, I want to say it was January 5th of this year. And I had this idea to launch a media platform to support the business of health, fitness, and wellness coaches. Now, this idea came because I have had a 15-year career in health, fitness, and wellness. And I myself started as a coach. I was a fitness professional and, you know, like so many others, tried to figure out what the heck do you do with this? You know, once you become certified, how do I make a business out of this? How do I survive? And it came back to me this past year again, because I feel that it's not a problem that's been addressed or solved. You know, there's a lot of B2B platforms out there that, you know, tell people, you know, what's going on in the industry, and they're all great. But at the end of the day, a health, fitness, and wellness coach really doesn't care if Row House has divested from Xponential. What they care about is, how do I build a business? How do I develop my career? How do I scale my career? And what are the trends and topics that I need to know about to help my customers and my clients at the end of the day to grow that business? So that's where Coach 360 was born. And, you know, initially the idea was, you know, let's start this as, you know, a content play, strictly content. It'll be a weekly newsletter. But if you know me at all, and you don't yet, but you will, when you get to know me and I decide to do something, I go all out. I'm very type A. I have a million ideas. I'm a visionary. What I'm not as good at is executing them, which is why I have a fantastic business partner, Al Mendoza, who helps me to kind of keep all of these visions aligned. And, you know, he helps me on the operational side, which has been just amazing because, you know, in addition to this content play that was birthed back in January, we decided that there needed to be a community behind this, and that coaches needed a community. They need a place to come together and share their stories. So in addition to, you know, launching out this Coach 360 newsletter on a weekly basis, covering these topics and trends that are relevant to their business, such as fitness, wellness, nutrition, the business of coaching, technology, all of the things. Community became a very big piece. And what we did most recently, which you might have seen, Christine, is we launched a campaign called the Top 24 Most Impactful Coaches in 2024. And this was really important to me because I want to hear these stories from these coaches and hear about, you know, what they're doing in their communities and how they're impacting their customers. Because at the end of the day, we're not in this business as coaches to make $1 million. We're here to change lives. So that was a really important piece to me as well. And that was really fun. We had about 250 coaches apply from 10 different countries. So it was really cool to hear all of their stories. These two pieces then build to our third pillar, which is the marketplace that we're building. And that is really a place where coaches can go and find roles within brick and mortar locations. So essentially kind of also solving the recruiting and hiring problem that so many clubs and studios are facing. And then also giving these coaches a platform to grow their independent businesses. So, you know, if you want to go in and, you know, start a group for holistic health coaching and you have 8 seats available, Coach 360 now provides a platform for you to do that. And oh, by the way, we serve as a client acquisition tool as well. So those first two pillars that I've built with the community and the content play kind of lead to this, that third pillar in marketplace that will come out here end of Q4. So that's what we're doing right now. I know it's a lot, but we can dive into the individual pieces as needed.
It's amazing, and it's a lot, and it's a lot considering, you know, January 5th of this year. Yeah. You're on the express route here. How quickly has it moved? I mean, you go from newsletter to, okay, this is what I want to do next. And I'm like you, I have a notebook filled with billions of dollars of ideas. Execution is usually the issue. And that's why I like Christine, because she at least nails me down to an episode a week here of the podcast.
I'm the execution. Focus. I'm like, we're doing this now. This is what's happening. Yeah,
focus, right? At times I'm her executioner.
I get ahead of myself sometimes, but that's fine.
So, you know, newsletter first, great idea, you know, not terribly uncommon in our industry for things like that to be out there. But then, you know, you add your two additional pillars to it, and now you got a business, and you've got a product and packages and things like that. So, how quickly did it come together? I mean, what did you need to really do first and to get the audience, I guess, more than anything?
Well, I mean, in terms of the audience, it was kind of something that came about organically. As I mentioned, I started as a coach. So I began, you know, building my network. I was a TRX instructor, launched a small business where I went, you know, kind of into people's homes and trained them in home. And then I met Peter and Kathy Davis from Idea Health and Fitness Association and saw what they were doing. And I was just, I had to be a part of it. I didn't know how to sell at the time. They brought me on as a salesperson. And I remember the sales manager at the time kind of threw a book in front of me. Back in the day, yeah. Threw a book in front of me and said, "Here you go, start selling."
Smiling and dialing.
Yeah, I must have called 300 people on that first day, and that was honestly like that was the start of kind of building my network and my business, and just you know calling people up and having conversations. And I did that, you know, for a few years and kind of worked my way up the ladder there and continued to build my network of coaches and brands, and that kind of became. After a while, my personal database, which, you know, translated into LinkedIn, right? So when I guess long story short is when I launched this newsletter, I had, significant following already that I was able to tap into and, awesome. You know, provide this credible content to them. Then, you know, once we started on Instagram, which by the way, I am not social media savvy. I'm 42. So I missed the boat on Instagram, but I'm learning. I'm getting better. Don't even with TikTok, I'm not even going to go there, but, with Instagram, you know, that was an interesting beast and I'm lucky that, you know, I found, a great contractor to help us out with that, to build the community. And that was the area which, you know, was shocking. I guess it shouldn't be so shocking, to grow the community. I mean, it happened there. When we went live in May, it was just people, you know, started sharing out stories. Suddenly we had more subscribers and, you know, then I realized, all right, well, you know, the newsletter subscribers, that's great to have, you know, a bunch of subscribers, but how engaged are these people, right? And that's why, you know, when I launched that top 24 campaign, that was the most interesting part because, you know, even if these people didn't subscribe to the newsletter, they were within the universe. They wanted to see what Coach 360 was doing. They wanted to be a part of it. They're asking, how can we get involved? Can we contribute content? So that's, I would say that's kind of how the audience started and that this is where it's evolving. The plan is to really kind of continue to give these coaches a platform and that's what's going to really grow the following Coach 360. And, you know, we're coming in to, you know, fill the void. I feel that there's not really, again, there's not a platform for these coaches to help support their business endeavors. So So, you know, that's where we're going to come in and say, okay, well, we have, you know, an event in Ignite. We have, you know, Top 24. We are launching a transformational stories of people's clients, which will come in January. So there's all sorts of ways for these people to share and convene and exchange best practices and tips. And, you know, that's what we're really looking to do. So I would say that's kind of how the community started and where it's evolving. And, you know, every day is a little bit different, as you know, I'm sure. You know, you kind of, you figure something out and some things will work and some don't work as well. But, you know, we're finding that, you know, this community piece has been really important in growing the following.
Ooh, all right. So I'm stopping right here for a second because people are always, as someone who runs retreats and has, you know, groups and the Reinventing the Woman group that I have, one of the things people always ask is like, how do we, you know, how do we get more people in our business and how do we fill retreats like you all do? And we go back, my partner and I, Lisa, and we say, okay, you don't just put something together. You don't just say, hey, I'm going to start this business and expect people to flock there. You don't say, I'm going to book this thing and expect people to. It's the building of the community first. And that's exactly what you have been saying. Like, listen, first you did this. And, you know, I worked hard as a coach and built. And I, you know, was working with Idea and building my contact list because I'm talking to 300 different people. And I mean, these are the things that sometimes
on the first day,
right? That like Kathleen, like people don't realize that there's been a lot of, I mean, decades of work that preceded what you're doing now. And that is, you know, that's a testament to, hey, this is my passion. This is something I've always wanted. Nothing, you know, things don't always go right, but that's what this is built on. And the foundation of this, of that community network is, or aspect is what, you know, makes you and everything you touch successful because you did it the right way. So that's, I just think that that's really awesome. That's what I had to jump in and say that. So,
appreciate that.
So tell us about, I know that, you know, you've created this, you know, community, people are there, you're giving people great information and, you know, articles and a little education and, you know, bringing people together in the name of health and wellness. So talk about your third pillar, because I think this, you know, when you're saying the best innovators, entrepreneurs, right, are the ones who see a void and they're like, I'm going to fill it. There's so many people out there, coaches, fitness professionals, and they're like, I got these great certs and I'm so gung-ho. How am I supposed to get clients? So what is it that you're doing that, you know, all the people listening, why should they be joining this?
Yeah, so I also want to just preface that by saying everything that we've done for the health, fitness, and wellness coach has been free. There is no cost to the coach. So, I just wanted to just throw that out there because I think that's really important, piece because, you know, coaches, to your point, what you just said is that a lot of them are coming into the industry and, you know, they're not making a lot of money. They don't have any guidance. That's the main thing is they don't have any guidance, to develop and scale their careers. So we are creating a product, in that third pillar, which is the Coach 360 Career Marketplace. And really what it is an ecosystem to serve the health, fitness, and wellness professional business. So, you know, it has, you know, three different sides of the house, essentially. We're trying to attack the problem of recruiting and hiring top talent for clubs and studios. Now, this will not be a free product, you know, for, you know, necessarily clubs and studios, but there is a free model for fitness professionals going into this. It'll be a freemium model because we do believe that we still want to support the growth of their business this way. And in solving the recruiting and hiring problems for coaches or for clubs and studios who 47% say that's their number one problem is recruiting and hiring. So we're essentially serving up to them qualified top tier certified coach talent. So that will be one side of the house. So coaches will be able to go in. They're asked, why are you here today? I'm here to look for a job within a brick and mortar facility. I'm here to explore advanced education, which is where our education partner will come into play. We have a major education partner, one of the largest in the United States, that's going to be partnering with us on this initiative to help to develop this career path for health, fitness, and wellness coaches. Or as the third component, they could opt to go down a different path. It's like choose your own adventure, right? The third path is I would like to create a group in the health, fitness, and wellness space. And a group could be women's health group. Maybe it's perimenopause. Maybe it's, 8 weeks to a better booty. Maybe it's making more mindful decisions over a course of time. So any of those types of groups, and it's a holistic approach, right? Now everyone wants this holistic, outlook to their health, fitness, and wellness. As a consumer, they can come to this portal and they can find all of those things within our coach community, in the coach groups. So that's kind of like the three different paths a coach can go down within this career marketplace. And it really is, an ecosystem that serves the clubs and studios, those people who are struggling, the coaches who are also struggling, and then the consumers as well who are looking for, groups that meet their needs outside of Instagram.
How do you go about vetting coaches? Making sure
in terms of vetting them
worthy and, you feel good backing them as an employable person or, coach.
So in terms of the vetting on the club and studio side, that's going to come at the club and studio level. They're all going to have different specifications for, coaches that they're hiring. Some of them, have their own certification process that a coach will have to go through. A lot of the boutique studios have that. So that will kind of be on them to determine that. When it comes to consumer groups, we ask that they pull down from a drop-down menu what their primary certification is, and then they'll have the option to also select what their, secondary specializations are. However, we won't be integrating with checks and balances at this point
right, for
version one. I would like to. In fact, I have a list of things that I would like for this version one MVP product to do. But the tech team will just laugh at me and tell me I'm crazy, which is what they did this morning. The ultimate plan, though, Brian, will be that we want to integrate with this certification organization. And eventually we'll be able to do these, checks and balances
sure, to
ensure that these coaches are in fact certified and up to date with those certifications that you use.
I was involved with something similar at one point, and that was kind of the rub. It's like, all right, yeah, we want to sell you. We want to be able to, make you more marketable, and you can come to our platform and find you. But, it was also kind of like, wow, let's just make sure that these people are up to snuff, And it wasn't anything more than that. We wanted to make sure that the suggestions or the meeting place that we were, providing was solid. It was something that you can stand behind. So great. That's great. And the clubs, the clubs will have their own practice for that.
Sure. Yeah. And I mean, if you look at what's going on right now on social media, some of it is quite frankly scary.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
In terms of like what's getting pushed out there by the coaches. I have seen coaches on there that are not even certified that are doing groups. They're not within scope of practice.
No, there's
not. Whatsoever.
It's wild. Yeah. It's the wild, wild.
It's the wild west.
Yeah. The wild frontier of internet coaches. But yeah, no doubt about it. And it's great that you can, in a sense, corral it be a part of it and provide leadership.
So, exactly. And I mean, we're not going to be, necessarily, we're not hosting any of these programs within the platform. So,
right.
Once they get their seats filled, they take the business and they take the programs offline. But we will at least be able to see that these people are certified. So I think that's a step up from Instagram.
Great.
So what's the demographic? Who do you envision on this platform?
So I think you got a couple of different avatars within this platform. In terms of, Coach 360 overall, our demographic has definitely skewed Gen Z. We're definitely seeing a lot of these coaches, who are on Instagram that are, really just, they've just become certified. They're trying to figure out how to make a career out of it. So we're definitely seeing some of that. We're also seeing a lot of millennials, who are, looking to diversify and kind of take on some of these new trends that are coming out to really become a comprehensive solution for their clients. So for example, you know, if I'm a fitness professional now, you know, I'm going to probably want to figure out, okay, well, how can I take a more holistic approach? Maybe it's life coaching. Maybe I want to get impact certified with TD and be able to, you know, guide people's personal and professional goals. Or maybe it's, you know, NASM certified nutrition coach so that I can understand, you know, how to implement long-term behavioral changes and mindset changes for my clients. So I think, you know, from a millennial standpoint, we're seeing a lot of, okay, well, how can I diversify and become like more of a holistic solution? In terms of, you know, on the platform, we're going to be seeing a lot of, on Marketplace specifically, we're going to be seeing a lot of club and studio owners, multi-unit franchise, companies. So, you know, a lot of boutique fitness, wellness, you know, really one that's looking for, kind of a high caliber coach. Within specific zip codes, you'll be able to go in and search geographically and by certification, length of time in the industry, all of those features that are important. In terms of the consumer side of the house, consumer groups, we're going to see, you know, probably again, I'm going to have to go back to Gen Z because those are the people who are searching for health, fitness, and wellness groups within Instagram. Those are going to be the types of people that are going to join these types of groups. So a lot of Gen Z on the consumer side of the house. Again, this is speculation because the product isn't launched yet, Marketplace, but this is who we're envisioning to. And we have a strategic content plan, in place for these specific avatars. And that is why, you know, you're going to start to see, you know, a little bit of a trickle out, of, you know, more, B2B content because we will be serving that club and studio audience here, very soon.
I love it. So what I love is that you're saying that Gen Z, and we've talked about this before. I think this is one of the hot topics. If you are anywhere in the, you know, movers and shakers in the fitness world right now, and you are looking to stay here for a while, I'm gonna also throw that out there, right? That we are the, you know, there's a select group of us that are like, there is this group called the Gen Z that we have not seen enough of yet. And those of us that have been in the industry and maybe we started when we were in our 20s and we're looking around and we're like, yeah, where are those people that used to be me? It's frightening because that's how a business works. You don't want to look and say like, wow, there's no people that are younger that are joining this movement. Like, that's a problem. How is this going to work in the future?
That will eventually end.
Yeah. So I'm curious. This is you know, one of the things, you know, we're talking about is getting those people. And what have you seen either works or what, you don't have to give all your secrets away, Kathleen, but what's the plan there?
So the plan is that we're bringing in some coaches that we met through Top 24 Most Impactful Coach campaign. And we're going to work with them to help us create content that is relevant to Gen Z, because right now what we're seeing trending is that Gen Z wants to understand not only how they can work in a brick and mortar physical location, but they want to understand, how do I expand and grow my independent business? And these are things for me personally, we never had to do. The independent business, you know, it was more like, okay, meet me in the park and I'll, you know, do a TRX training course, or let's do a boot camp, a mommy boot camp. Now what they need to know about is, okay, how do I take content from an event that I went to and splice it up and schedule that throughout the month to help drive my business initiatives? How do I use Canva? How do I edit video? So, I mean, there's this whole new kind of slew of, you know, just a skill set that they need to understand. And that's not going to come from me. It's going to come from these coaches who are, you know, Gen Z, they're in the field. They understand how to do it. They're building incredible independent businesses, and they have all of these different angles that they're diversifying in. They're not just influencers anymore. These people are, you know, true creators. I mean, they're creating content. They're, you know, they understand how to do all these different things. They understand graphic design, things that maybe, you know, a coach, you know, that's, you know, my age might have never had to learn. Although now I am trying to learn these things so I can stay on top of it. But, that's the plan there, is that we want to bring in coaches that, understand, today's relevant trends. While we also need a side of, all right, this person's actually been in the industry for, you know, 15, 20 years and has built incredible businesses. So let's go to them to understand business practices, developing your skills, education, scaling your business. So I think that there is, you know, really a role for everyone. But in terms of the Gen Z, we need to have Gen Z people as a part of our community that are, you know, pushing out content and helping this group. That's going to be what draws these people in.
And to help guys like me who need it just the same.
We all need it.
Yeah, just the same. It's pretty wild. I say that, like, you know, our group is, you know, I'm late 40s. You know, we were really good at communication. We were good at storytelling. We could talk to you. We didn't, you know, weren't burying our faces in technology and things like that. And we were, you know, we could make a live room, you know, interactive and fun and awesome and, you know, and get a following like that. Now, obviously, things have expanded into the digital world, and now you have to be able to do that, which, again, you know, requires all the editing and, you know, when do I post it? What time is the best for me to do mm-hmm. this? And you know, all that stuff that I honestly, I'm like, I don't even care. Like, I just put it up when it goes up. And,
right.
and you know, but there is a rhythm to it, right? Christine has somebody who helps her with it.
Oh, fun fact. Yeah. Fun fact. I did. I hired a Gen Zer because I was like, I can't with the social media anymore. Like, I just, there's a point where you're like, listen, I'm pretty good at social media, right? All of us, like, are pretty decent, right? But at some point, I was like, this is overwhelming. And she's like, Christine, you hired me so this would not be overwhelming. I'm like, but I feel like I have to keep putting up content and all this. And she goes, stop. She's like, I am here because of the algorithms, because of certain times and your business content and this and that. She goes, stop posting. Just if it's fun for you, great. But otherwise, like, and it was like, I literally had to step back and be like, I didn't get it. Like, I didn't understand that what her whole science of this
right.
was just, there is a method to the madness, which I just, it took me a while to understand. It's not
right.
just throwing up, you know, a bunch of stuff on the wall and see what sticks. It's like there is a reason for certain things and certain music and certain this and zip, blah, blah. And I think that, you know, that's what I think is fascinating with when you're talking about going, you know, after that demographic. I think we all need to step back because, like you said, that they play a role, but also the people, the OGs that have been in for 15, 20 something years, because they've reinvented themselves over and over again. And there's something to yes. be said for that too. So that's really cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. They've evolved. They've, you know, we've been through it all. We've been through the shutdowns. Some. We've been through, I know, seriously. Yeah. You know, the in-person versus, you know, virtual. I mean, it's just, it's also interesting. And, you know, I think, you know, I love that word OGs. Mm-hmm. You know, I think the OGs play a very important role in, you know, getting, you know, coming to the Gen Zs and, you know, helping them to, you know, really scale that business and show them the longevity piece. But I think we can all learn from each other is my point.
The old hats, as they say now, right? The young bucks and the old hats.
I don't want to be an old hat.
Well, no, but that's what they hit me with. They're like, oh, you're an old hat. You know, like the kids that I coach. I coach high schoolers and it's like,
yeah,
dude. I'm like, I got more wisdom in
seasoned.
In my pinky than you have in your whole entire life in your phone. you know?
Christine, I like seasoned better.
Seasoned. All right. Fair enough.
Right now, this is, I don't know, but I think it took quite a few decades to get to the point where you have the confidence, you have the knowledge, you have the experience to actually step off the cliff, right? To take action. Mm-hmm. And that's where I feel like there's a lot of us right now in this very interesting, I keep saying, it's like this very interesting space where we have seen all in person and then we've seen all virtual. And then now we're trying to navigate how do we bring everyone together? Because there wasn't this big separation before of, you know, of just in person and just virtual. And it didn't even exist. Like, computers were not a thing, right? Like, many of us, if you're in your 40s right now and you've been moving and shaking in business and health and wellness, like, we remember not having cell phones, okay? And when we were kids, okay, it was like kind of in the 80s. Okay, I'm just throwing it out there. Like, we remember things. That had a circle on them. And
I had a girl break up with me because I got a cell phone. And it was for like work. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, she thought I was like some frat boy. Like, only like the frat boys had like cell phones.
The beepers.
You know? Yeah,
if you were a drug dealer, you had a beeper.
Or if you worked in business, and like I had the beeper too. And like one of the companies gave me a cell phone and I had it. And she was like, oh, you're just like those frat boys from college. And I was like, whatever, you can go now. I totally get it. No,
was it one of those big phones with giant
ones? No, it wasn't like the Zach Morris phone.
So cool.
No, it was a nice phone. Actually, it was, you know what it was? It was one of those Motorola ones where you can kind of use it as like a walkie-talkie too. You can like press the button and like connect
with
it.
That's not so bad.
It wasn't so bad. I know. Yeah, she doesn't know. She didn't know anything.
Yeah, well, I mean,
what a shallow young lady
she was. Anyway, we have this interesting kind of perspective that the people that are, you know, say 50s, 60s right now are, you know, didn't have exactly what the perspective we have and the connection with the Gen Zs. And I think we're at a place right now where it's take action time is where we're at. And that's what I think is really cool that you said, you know, this is not like I'm on Christine Island by myself. It's you want to make it. You want to be big. Like you said, 360. You're bringing together these three different pillars, these different groups, seeing the need and going for it. I completely respect that. I want in. I'm going to establish my whatever I need to do. And, you know, on Coach 360 ASAP, maybe I'm not actually really interested in going back to any brick and mortars just because I'm at a different spot in life. But there's something for everyone. That's what I think is so cool. So thank you, Kathleen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God.
This is, you know, this is obviously beyond just being a coach. You know, you've said that you've coached for a while and all these things. What is your background? I mean, it's a big business here. We're in business now.
Woo!
You know, we're creating things and you're in digital marketplaces and all these things that, you know, what's your background beyond fitness?
So I'll go way back.
Way back. OG.
Way back. We're going to go throw it way back. So I actually was a theater major at USC. And then, you know, got out of college and thought to myself, all right, how do I actually make money? This is not going to work. So auditioning and stuff around Los Angeles. So I ended up getting into sales and marketing. And that's kind of how that started. With fitness, you know, that was just something I was always passionate about. I was an athlete in high school. I ran cross country. I ran track. I was a soccer player.
What was your
they
distance?
Say that
distance here. I need times. I'm a track
he's
coach.
Like, he's like the most amazing runner.
I need a track. I'm a track coach. What did you run? The mile? Is the you know?
No. I was short distance. The only reason I even did cross country was because I was training for center mid in soccer.
There you go.
Off season, but for track, I did the relay races.
Awesome.
I did 4x200, 4x100. And then I was a triple jumper as well.
Wow. Awesome. Athlete, ladies and gentlemen.
I only ran track because the hot guys that were older than us ran. We used to run after them in practice.
Yeah.
Facts.
There you go.
Facts.
Did they have cell phones?
I might have done that too, Christine.
Right. It was like you're all training. So right. Off-season training. You were like, I'm going to run after these hot guys. Okay.
Right.
Go ahead. Sorry.
But so just, you know, fitness background, athletic background, and then, you know, just got out of college at USC and was trying to figure out what to do. And I came across a sales job. So, you know, really when I, you know, ended up becoming a fitness professional and a personal trainer, I was, you know, at that time I was in, a sales and marketing job that was really unfulfilling. And, I was married, to a man at the time who got very, very ill. And he ended up, passing away.
Wow.
From cancer, about 19 days before his 27th birthday.
Oh,
so like, as you can imagine, that really, you know, it changed the trajectory of my life. I literally walked out of that sales and marketing job. I think it was like the next day after I'd gotten back from, you know, bereavement, and I just packed up all of my stuff and I walked out and I was like, I am not doing this anymore. I need to do something that, you know, makes a positive impact on lives. And, you know, makes a positive impact on people. And I wanted to transform lives. I wanted to inspire others to live healthier. And, you know, that's kind of when I decided, all right, I love health, fitness, and wellness. I'm going to go back to, you know, I'm going to become a personal trainer. And I went through the certification process. And, you know, that was really, you know, how that happened was that I wanted to, you know, be in an industry that was doing something meaningful. to help others. And it ended up helping me the most because it changed my life and it put me on this trajectory of, you know, working with incredibly inspiring people who are superheroes and get up every single day and they make, you know, some of these people in these brick and mortar studios make $15 an hour, you know, barely enough to even survive in this country. And they do it because they love helping others. So those are the kind of people that I love to surround myself with. And, you know, that's really why this company is so important to me is that I wanted to build something that supported what they were doing to help them grow and stay in the industry to help others too. It means a lot to me. And it's a massive passion project that has become a career.
Good for you. Good for you. No, I love it. Look, we always, you come on our show because of your program. You come on your show because of your relationships with, you know, colleagues, you know, friends of ours and, you know, people we, however they come on the show, but it's always like this show,
That's the story.
All right, what's the background here? And you just gave it to us. So thank you for that. And good for you.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me share.
that's what this is about. And We feel it, we hear it, and I hope everyone listening also understands that, listen, whatever it is that you want in life, whatever lights your fire, whatever that background is, and we just really appreciate you took something that, you know, essentially could people think is a crutch, a terrible thing, and you turned it into something amazing and beautiful and an honor, an homage to a life that you said, I want to help people, I want to step into this realm, this health, this fitness. And what are you doing? You're promoting health. You're trying to reduce disease, right, in this world. And that I think you're amazing. And that should be shared all the time. That shouted from mountaintops, right? That is your why. And wow, that's awesome. So keep shining there, Kathleen. That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh.
I appreciate those kind words and just really appreciate you guys having me on.
So tell everyone, I know also myself, I'm also being selfish here because I can't wait to get my hands in this. Tell everyone, how do they either get in touch with you, drop your social media handles, which we'll put out, and also about Coach 360?
Yeah, so our social media handles across the board are at Coach 360 News. So there's a news on there at the end. So at Coach 360 News on Instagram, and same thing with LinkedIn. Those are the two that I use the most. I'm also really accessible. I love having conversations with the community and with the coaches that make up our community. I probably do that, you know, 5 or 6 times a week. So please reach out to me personally, Kathleen at coach360news.com. I would love to chat with coaches and, you know, just people in the industry who are passionate about what they're doing and helping others. So, if I can also be a resource to anyone that's looking for, you know, guidance, you know, happy to help wherever I can, whether it's introducing someone to the right people or, you know, getting someone into the room somewhere. I'm happy to do that as well. So always feel free to email me or reach out to me. You know, we don't have a big team. It's me, Al, and our social media guy, who's probably going to quit here soon because we're overloading him. But, I personally check all the messages and everything. So, you know, just please keep in touch with me. We're also coach360news.com. We have a big event coming up, which is our video series. It's virtual. Would love people to register for that. That's located on coach360news.com, on the website. So register for that and you can, you know, watch as much or as little content as you want.
We've got taking place?
Yeah.
So we're pre-recording it on the week of the 9th, but it will drop as if it's live on the 25th of September. So that's going to be a lot of fun. It'll, you know, again, it'll drop throughout the day. So starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'll do a little welcome and then we'll drop the sessions all day long. We've got powerhouse lineup, of people, speakers, and really blending together, executives, who are making decisions with coaches who are influencing those decisions and at the front lines of what's going on in the industry. So
I love that.
It should be very dynamic and different and really excited about it. So check out the panel series, Ignite, and that will be, again, located on our website on coach360news.com.
Love it.
There you have it.
Woo! All right, good, because we were making sure that we could, you know, we had some time to promote and drop that on our end, too. So, You have been absolutely awesome, Kathleen. Thank you so much for taking time and sharing it with us and our listeners from around the globe. And any last minute golden nuggets you want to leave our audience with?
Top tips I'll leave you with. Be in the room, and that's a TD tip, but I call it show up. Super important. That would be the main tip. I mean, I think, you know, show up. The more you can network, I know Gen Z doesn't like to do that as much, but show up. I mean, that has been the key to building my business over the past 15 years.
Hear, hear. Yeah. Consistency, showing up, being in the room, yes. All that. Yes.
That's it. It's how we met. It's how the magic happened, Kathleen. We showed
up. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for having
me.
This was fun.
Of course.
Oh my
this
gosh.
Was a blast.
All right, everybody. So it is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are Where It's At.
Peace.